So this is Tri-States Public Radio. We're speaking with Randy Fries, who is the state representative for the 94th District. You're running for your third term, is that correct?
That is correct. Third two-year term.
And why are you running for re-election?
Well, ever since the beginning, it's been all about the frustration with the fiscal condition of the state of Illinois and wanting to leave a better condition for the next generation. So it's a continued struggle. I'm a lot happier sitting here today with the budget that we most recently passed in the state of Illinois. However, we've still got a lot of work to do.
And what would you consider your biggest accomplishment thus far in the legislature?
Well, there's a number of things, but probably the thing that took up a large amount of time, and it was all-consuming for a while, was the whole situation with the Quincy Veterans Home, located right here in the heart of Adams County, with the problems that we had with the Legionnaires' disease and trying to overcome and trying to win that battle, and then putting together the coalition of both of on the from the Democrats and Republicans to want to make the commitment to invest into the Quincy Veterans Home for the generations of veterans to come, and was very, very happy again with the last budget that included those dollars to propel that construction project, and that will be ongoing for the next 4 to 5 years.
I was going to ask you specifically about the Quincy Veterans Home, given that that is in your district. You also serve on the Veterans Affairs Committee with the legislature.
Yes.
So you feel like that was handled well going forward and that the investment will be happening?
Most certainly. I don't think anything is guaranteed when it comes to the Illinois legislature. However, right now, I feel like all the things are in place for a bright future for the Veterans Home in Quincy, and I think it'll be an ongoing project to continue to work on both sides of the aisle. And we have friends. Veterans issue is not something that's polarizing, Republican or Democrat. When it comes to taking care of our heroes, it is something that both sides of the aisle see and agree equally on. So, but not always do they agree on how and where the money should be spent. And in order to make that insurance for our future generations of veterans, it's going to be up to me in part and up to the legislature in part to pass the continuing bills that will get that campus rebuilt to the specifications that we need for those, for those future generations of veterans.
Hopefully making it better and even a better level of care potentially for these.
I will not argue with the level of care that those veterans have been getting. And, Emily, I invite you to come take a tour and visit that facility. And I'm sure that when you leave after a tour, you would agree with me. The care that they get there is wonderful, to use that word. The people there that work there at the Veterans Home are very concerned about the best treatment of our heroes. And so they get good care. That was a terrible situation that occurred with the Legionnaires. We haven't had a positive recognition of a Legionnaires virus in any of the veterans since early this year, so now over nine or 10 months. Zero hits, and it's to be accredited to the staff that have worked there and their dedication to get it to that point.
Sounds like something you've been watching very closely.
Well, they've been keeping me in on it. You know, from the local Adams County Health Department to the administration at the Veterans Home to the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. I've been in the loop with every one of them. Probably the only ones that have been out there and I've met with them once or twice would be the CDC group that have come and gone and given their recommendations. But with all those other groups, I'm in regular communications with.
And then if elected again, what would be your priorities going forward, your top priorities?
Well, the top priorities are going to be what you're hearing about now in campaigns throughout the state of Illinois, and that is taxation and whether or not increased taxation will continue to be a driver for moving people out of Illinois. You know, I think we're a net loser of about 33,000 people, of loss of our population. It could, and it probably will, cause us to lose a congressional seat as other states continue to grow and we continue to go backwards. So taxation, the pension issue is something that we have not solved, and it's a great frustration. When I went in 4 years ago, we were talking about the need to reform our pension program and to get it from the worst funded and move it towards the direction of being the best funded, and we haven't made that move. So that's something that's still on the front burner and needs to be taken care of. Education spending is, again, something that I'm happy with the direction we're going, but we don't want to take our mind off of that direction and make sure it continues to go that way. And I think there's also been discussion about a capital bill and capital improvements to infrastructure throughout the state of Illinois. And I know that West Central Illinois would stand in line with some much-needed capital improvements that we could benefit from.
Along the lines of capital improvements, what would be at the top of your list as far as what needs to see some investment?
Well, certainly when you talk capital investments, most, you know, if you think about roads and bridges, and when you go in the southern part of the district, the highway that goes south out of Quincy, Highway 57, is something that's become a major artery to connect into the four lane that then goes to Hannibal and go or the other way to Springfield, Illinois. And then also at Hannibal would tie into the Avenue of the Saints, 61. And then north of us, the stretch of highway that would run, there was just an improvement project between Monmouth and Galesburg, but now that needs to go from Monmouth all the way over to Burlington. There's some areas there that are just a dangerous stretch of roads to travel. And certainly just for public safety and for, again, to create a route that's good for commercial traffic and for people getting back and forth to work and for school kids getting back and forth to school. That just needs to be a better road to protect the safety and viability of that area. So those are a couple of the major projects. I know the just outside of our district is the Macomb Bypass, which was completed as a two-lane. We need some money there for bridges to be built in order to complete that four-lane. I think that would be a much safer route if that was completed. And, again, in the interest of public safety, I think we need to Noreen Hammond and Jill Tracy, Senator Tracy, and I will all be working towards getting that completed as well.
Could you talk just a little bit about what it's like to be in the House chamber as a Republican, which is, you know, the legislature is controlled by Democrats currently, and what the climate is like when you're trying to, you know, get your ideas heard and bills set for hearings? Is it difficult?
Well, I don't know. I certainly won't complain. I don't know any different, having just been there for 4 years. When the first 2 years, as a Republican, I was in the super minority, and it seemed like it was pretty easy to get, for lack of a better term, run over from time to time with a partisan issue. But I got to tell you, the majority of issues that we discuss that would be for the betterment of the state of Illinois get a really good and fair debate and get a good and fair vote. When we were talking about the hospital assessment, which basically broke down for the federal government how we were going to be distributing Medicaid dollars, et cetera, we had a robust discussion. We had a very very nice debate on the House floor. We all kind of came together, and it passed overwhelmingly. And I don't want that to be overlooked. I mean, when that was a crucial and key issue that both sides came to the table and negotiated, and we ended up passing it overwhelmingly. And then the very next vote was a gun control, a Second Amendment issue that was strictly a bill brought in by the Democrats and never allowed for open debate and discussion from the right, and that went to a vote that was clearly a partisan vote that passed. So there are some of the issues that that separate us, but I think far and beyond, I think that body has the best interest of the state of Illinois. And I certainly hope that those issues that I mentioned earlier, with taxation and pension reform and education spending and et cetera, would receive the kind of equal debate that the hospital assessment got.
Speaking of taxation, we do have a Democratic gubernatorial candidate who is running on a platform of a progressive income tax. Is that something that you're interested in exploring for the people of Illinois?
Well, I don't mind exploring it and looking at it and getting the numbers and running the numbers. I'm kind of a math geek anyway. I enjoy the running the numbers, but so far we haven't been able to run any numbers because no numbers of percentages have been given. If you're going to have a progressive tax, that means there's going to be a graduated increase in taxation as your income increases. And I don't know what those brackets are. I've never seen the breakdown of any proposal as to what brackets would be paying what percentage. And I think until we have those good, hard, fast numbers, we can debate the overall philosophy or fairness of that particular type of taxation system. But whether or not it would be good for the state of Illinois all depends on running those numbers. So until we see numbers, hard numbers, I don't know how anybody could make a good and educated decision for the state of Illinois.
But just to clarify, in principle, you're not automatically opposed to it, but it would obviously matter the specifics.
Well, it probably does not at this point, and doesn't necessarily fit my philosophy of taxation. I've signed on to a non-binding within the state house to say that I oppose such a thing, a non-binding resolution. However, if it is Mr. Pritzker, it will be brought up for sure. If it's Mr. Rauner back for another 4 years, Governor Rauner has said that he is not interested in that and that he would veto it. So I don't suppose we'd be spending much time on it at that point.
Great. Thank you. Those were all the questions I had. Was there anything else you wanted to mention that I failed to ask you about?
Well, I guess I would just like to say that throughout this district, there's a number, just like the state of Illinois is large and diverse, this district is diverse, but there are some common factors that connect us. And I've been very, very happy to have worked with groups like the Illinois Farm Bureau and earned their endorsement as friend of agriculture. The Chamber of Commerce's that local chambers that I'm members of, and with the Illinois Chamber as a whole, and the National Federation of Independent Business for those small business owners. I've worked with them and reached out to them to work in their best interest, and again received their endorsement in this election cycle. So there's a number of different groups. The Illinois Federation of Right to Life has given me their highest vote rating and their endorsement as well. I like to think that I reflect the interests and the common good of the West Central Illinois, and that's what I'm going to take to Springfield with me. So I appreciate the support from those groups, and I look forward to serving them for at least two more years.
The Friends of Ag and the Chamber endorsements must be especially meaningful to you, given your background in agriculture and also as an entrepreneur.
Well, very much so. I figured those should be my strengths. Growing up on a farm, having and still owning part of the family farm, is certainly the one side of that. And then, being in the private enterprise as a retailer for 20 years, having my own business, it's something that, again, brought me to where I am today, seeing that how the state of Illinois dealt with, in some cases, dealing with businesses not in maybe not such a friendly way and putting more red tape out there. It's, again, what drove me to this position. So I'm glad to be here fighting for those independent businesses and all the local businesses who provide those great jobs for our citizens of the 94th District.